Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu from the Box Press Studio, Seth Geis, and from the Pastania Studio, John McTavish. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Star-like. Got the Oscars over with and ready to roll.
Yeah, I don't feel like this daylight that we saved up has really done me any good. You know, we need to save up for a greater period of time.
Is it messing up your sleep?
Dude. It wrecks me every year. Every year.
Yeah, it's really probably messing it up.
It's the worst.
All right. So today we are talking about the Rocky Patel Dark Star Robusto. Cigar is actually a Robusto Extra 5.5 inch by 50. Comes out of the El Paraiso factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Honduran Corojo, binders from Honduras, filler is from Nicaragua, Honduras, and Paraguay. Blended by Rocky Patel, price point is $10.50. Cigar was released in November of 2023. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I liked it. Honduran Corojo, Hondurojo. How do you say it? Hondurojo?
Hondurojo, I guess. Yeah.
Hondurojo.
Oh, I was thinking of Honduran.
Honduran, yeah.
I mean, I thought it was really good. Had like a really nice sweetness, spice. Like everything was just had really good depth of flavor. All these cigars lately has just been hitting, man. Note to self, before smoking a cigar, cocaine is really heightens it up the cigar.
Woo!
All right, Seth, take us to your experience.
It's not what I envision when I think of a Dark Star. I don't know what that is, but you know, I'm just telling you, it does not smoke like a Dark Star. Soft tobacco, some earth, faint spice notes. There's like this graham cracker, wooden toasty, medium in strength and body. Second, third showed a little bit of creaminess with it. Still getting that graham cracker flavor profile. Continues to be medium strength. Final third is really identical to that. Really good burn. Draw was a little loose. And then I had like about halfway through, it kind of like got like really loose, and then it got a little, you know, it's like one of those times where it's just like a little,
hits
like
a pocket.
It's like a little pocket or something, a little speed bump. You're like, oh, okay. So, you know, just remembered I was driving. So it was, but you know, it kept back up. So yeah, John.
You know, when I think Dark Star, I think about the Harkonnens in Dune 2, and you know, I think about being in an arena with some psycho, and you know, there's a lot going on, but that wasn't the case. It was like Dune, where you're standing out on the dune and you're looking out and you're kind of trying to spot flavors, but all you can see is like a bunch of sand. And that's kind of how I felt. You know, there was some wood in the first third, some cream, tobacco sweetness, hay, wood. You know, it is okay. Little baking spices kind of in the bottom half. Second, third, creamy spices, wood. And then the wood kind of combined with a medium full pepper. So kind of woody pepper through the second third. And then the last third, creamy dry wood and dry earth. And, you know, the creaminess kind of fell away at the halfway point, which just left me with wood and earth. Construction was excellent, which doesn't surprise me. Rocky Patel's factory does good work. So great draw, great burn. Right down the middle of average for flavors, though. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with toasted walnut and some earth and black pepper. Got some mustiness that joined in fairly quickly. Second third saw some light creaminess and light bitterness join in. And the final third saw the earth pick up and the mustiness and black pepper drop back a bit. Construction was absolutely perfect for me, so no issues there. I thought the cigar had a nice start. It has a kind of fairly unique toasted walnut that was driving the profile. I don't really get that very often, so that was kind of nice to see it pop in. But second third dropped a level as that overall profile kind of lost the balance it had in that first third and kind of just kept that going on the rest of the way. It's an interesting cigar. I might come back to it from time to time. maybe more so like trying out some of the other vitolas just to kind of see how they smoke. Price point's pretty attractive, so it wouldn't kind of hurt the bank to, you know, give another vitola a try just to kind of see what's going on. But yeah, I guess that's about it. All right. Let's go over the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 6.82. I gave it a 6.1. John gave it a 5.75, and Seth gave it a 5.35. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
You know, I've never bought a box of Rocky Patel cigars in my life. This cigar is probably not going to change that either, but I liked it.
All right. Sounds good. My 6.1 matches up well above average flavor profile. That perfect construction gets to right above the sixes. Like I said, I might come back to like to try another Vitola, but it's not like that interesting note in the first third isn't enough to just make me want to smoke these a bunch. So yeah, on the fence. All right, John, 5.75.
Yeah, there's no way I'd come back to that. I mean, I might try it at the show if somebody handed me something in a different Vitola, but I wouldn't be expecting much. The price point is attractive, which is nice. And the construction is excellent, which is, you know, something to be said in the industry where you've got $15 cigars that are lacking construction and here's a $10 cigar that's perfect. But on its face, this particular Vitola is not something I would return to. Matches up well.
All right, so 5.35.
It's a Honduran heavy cigar, and I think the factors that really pop in this are the Nicaraguan and Paraguayan. In fact, I think if you get rid of all the Honduran and the Paraguayan, the Nicaraguan would probably smoke pretty good. So
reach it
up that 5.35. So to be honest with you, I don't know who Rocky is trying to appeal to with a cigar of this nature. It's just, the price is good. I guess in some ways you could kind of say this is kind of like Rocky going back to what Rocky was always about and making cigars that were approachable. But the blend's a little weird. It doesn't smoke like a lot of recent Rocky releases, or at least Rockies that I've smoked for 10 years. It smokes kind of like all those old Honduran things, but I don't know. It's, who knows? I'm sure Rocky fans will, they're watching this, show some hate, man. Tell me where I'm wrong. I want to know. Just tell me what it is, because I'm actually curious.
Yeah. All right. Final thoughts from you guys.
It's got three bands.
Like packaging.
It's got cool. Three bands.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I mean, like seriously,
white, blue, gold.
The band, yeah. The packaging does look great.
It looks good. It'll look good on the shelf for sure. No question.
Yeah.
Cover some dust too. Cover some dust, and you know, there you go.
All right. Wherever your catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe and check out the full written review on the website, developingpals.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.